Dias Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Dias Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Hey, saints, welcome to the Dias Branch Prophecy. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is May 13, 2021.
The world just don't realize that we are in that time, and that's the time before us. Time to get out of sin, world, look to the Holy Spirit, look to the one here's the show for heed the warning right now before it's too late. Excuse me. Please make this choice for you tonight. If you need help back on the program, call me. I'll pray for you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to give him a call. His cell is 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church updates, and the radio program archives. And all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the international YouTube, some FM station. So please pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Warsaw, Poland, Sydney, Australia, Hong Kong Island, Hong Kong, Kansas City, Missouri, and then in the USA, we got Kansas City, Missouri, Oakland, California, Arlington, Texas, and this week, Paris, France is the largest group of listeners that listen when it podcasts later tonight.
Okay. Anyway, by the way, folks, we ask that you send us an email to messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let us know what city you're hailing for us from. Follow and share us on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. And also, tonight, I really want to urge you to consider following us on Facebook. There's a battle over there, but there's some really things that come over there that I can't get to you. I'll explain that after the prayer and after our song. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not ours. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's have our song, and then we'll get to what's going on anyway.
If you give an ear to these words I speak, compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. As they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro. A burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul. Now you've heard this message that was on my heart. Now don't forget we haven't much time. The vineyard dries, the field is wide, the workers are few. The harvest time is now in its prime. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul.
That time, and I think that I'm praying that you wake up. And my coming book that I have in the process of writing about the revealing, I think if the people of Yahweh will be woke up by it, but I believe that the evil people just, you know, they're still not going to get it. Today, my son sent me something that just completely blew me away. And then when I tried to record it with a screen recorder, the screen record, I can't say for sure it was a screen recorder, but just right off the bat, it shut down my router and my internet down in 1, 2, 3, at least 3 computers instantly. And wouldn't come back until I got done trying to record it. Right now I'm going to get my wife's reaction as I play this couple of minute thing, and we'll talk while it's playing. I'm going to ask her what she's seeing and what she thinks. Here you go, Mother. This cartoon aired on Cartoon Network. What are you seeing?
It looks like witches with cone heads.
No, it's a... Let's go.
And
not,
a baby.
But it's not witches. See, they have...
Oh, my gosh. And they're banging the baby by the foot. They're picking it up and slamming it down. Now they're banging them together. There's 2 of them. They're banging them on a table. Oh, no. Like drums. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and these guys don't have witch hats. Those are pyramids for heads.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Now they've all got babies and they're playing them like drums, using them as drumsticks to beat on it. What is that, another pyramid?
And they pulled out something, or they're feeding it something alive. I don't know what that is.
It looks like a lizard.
And they stretched it like a rubber band.
Now they're punching it.
Tell them what they're doing.
They're punching it with their fist. Oh, my goodness. And now it's going into the ground. Now there's a doctor delivering a baby. Are you kidding me? Is they trying to say that's how the baby was made?
Look at his eyes.
It's a devil baby. Oh, my gosh.
Again, this aired on
Cartoon
Network.
You guys need to go over there and look at that video.
Okay, now, I'm trying. Now, look, you're not going to find it on Cartoon Network. If you go to, if you get my, I'm going to put it to, I'm going to try and post it to Messiah's Branch, Facebook page. If you become a friend with me or something, I'm going to try and put it on Messiah's Branch. Or the not the homeless website over there. But if you follow me on Facebook, this is one of the things. If you're a friend, I can send it to you. But this is utterly sick. It appeared on Cartoon Network.
Wow.
The Adult Swim. But the point is is this, where's these sick minds leading to? Remember we have talked on radio about how they believe it's sacrificial to the devil. Let's go into what this black figure looks like. This black, completely black figure, it had what you described, well, that looks like a witch's hat. That's what I thought when I first glanced at it. But when you look, then you can see he's got a neck, and then just he's wearing like a cape. Well, here's the point. That's a pyramid. A pyramid inside of the New World Order in Illuminati. That's what the pyramid is. And it's evil. You know, you got the eye seeing eye on top of it, you know, and all those. So that's a sign of the Illuminati. And it, them beating and doing all those with the children. Remember, we've talked so much about child sacrifice.
Yeah.
And how it is a sacrifice to the devil. Abortion is. We aired those things. And so you need to be aware, folks, that it is so corrupt out there, and they're right out in the open with. They couldn't have got away with this, I don't even think, 10 years ago. But now, since Trump has came into office, the great revealing happened to the people of Yahweh. If, you know, it's just like the parables. You know, how many times in the parables, you know, Yeshua said, well, the disciples asked him, well, why do you speak in parables? He says, so that the evil won't know the truth, you know.
Right.
And it says it over and over. There will be people in the time of the end that aren't going to be aware of any of it. Because why? That they were fed a lie through a great deception so that they would be damned, so that they would be damned. And so a lot of these people that will wake up no matter what, it's because Yahweh is allowing those things to fool them because he knows the corruptness of their heart.
Yeah.
You know, he knows the corruptness of their heart. And
blinding
so,
them so they can't see it.
Right. Amen. And so that is the time that would happen in the time of the end.
You said something. I don't remember what it was, over the holy days or something, and it was a rabbi, I think. I'm not sure who it was. It was a commentary or something. And it said something in there about... oh, gosh, now my brain stopped. What was we talking about? I hate when that happens.
You were talking about that post that I did that got taken down? Okay, forget about it.
Yeah, I guess it just went out the window because I can't remember what I was talking about, what that rabbi said about something, but I can't remember.
Okay,
what
well, it's useless.
So. It'll come back to me later.
When we don't need it.
Wonderful, isn't it wonderful aging?
Aging. Mm. Okay, now then. So, let's get right into this. Most of you realize Israel is under attack. This was to be expected with the illegal President Biden in office. Clearly shows that he is really not in charge, because why would he even say things to the press like, I'm in trouble, I get in trouble for answering your questions. So clearly he is answering to someone, and more than likely the CIA plant is the guy who's feeding him what to say and do. But folks, Obama, we all know, like I said, CIA plant, he is an Illuminatus. He is part of the New World Order. Obama is being fed what to say.
I know what it was now, Dad. He was talking about trying to seek scriptures and find the truth in the scriptures. But if you're not actually seeking the Lord, then it's hidden from you. You won't find the answers because you have to be seeking the Lord and fully in your heart wanting to do the right thing, or it won't be shown to you.
Well, absolutely. You have to have that. You have to want to have the knowledge of the truth, but you've got to be saved.
Right.
You have to have the Holy
Spirit. That's why so many people say, well, I didn't get that out of it.
Well,
I don't understand it. Well,
that's because they don't have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
See, that's your interpreter. That's the one who defines the things for you. You can be, and also some of those things that people define, well, I know what it says, and it's all corruptness. Well, that's because they got a different spirit.
Well, I'm sorry I interrupted. I knew it would come back to me. It's strange how things work, isn't it?
Yeah, right when you start on something else.
Right, okay.
Okay, moving back to
anyway,
this.
Back to Obama telling Biden what to do.
Okay, so we're talking about right now, folks, that Israel is in dire straits right now. I mean, you know, they're fighting back. The word says in Genesis 12:3,
now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Now, there's a lot in that, but part of that is it's telling him, hey, you know, this is also talking about Yeshua. Yeshua will bless the world. But this still stands fast. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who don't bless Israel won't. This promise to Abraham holds clear through to today. And we can see that if you just open up your hearts, as President Trump blessed Israel, so the United States received really many, many blessings while Trump was in office.
Yes, we did. We'd be far more destroyed if he hadn't got the 4 years that we did get blessed. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now the United States is being run by those who hate Israel, and the United States is being cursed. All those things that not only, you know, Biden is going back to the two-state solution, you know, to dividing Israel and all that. That wasn't what Trump was about. Trump wasn't dividing Israel, even though countless people tried to say he was during his thing. I said, no, Trump will not divide Israel. He will not force Israel. It came out as a one-state solution, and in fact, he gave them more territory. And that's what part this current thing is all about. But as soon as Biden and company, we'll say that, took office, he started trying to reverse those things and the policy, instead of being with Israel, cursing Israel. So now, look at all the blessings. You know what? We're up to, what, $3?
Yeah, and now they're talking about there's a bunch of stations running out of gas. And so, you know, if I remember when I told you way back when Biden took office and he shut down the pipeline, and then Trump had that little speech and said, well, get ready because gas prices will be at $7 by the end of summer. Well, guess what? With them running out of gas, it may be higher than that.
Okay. Up there on the East Coast where this all happened at, there's actually, I think it is VA that said there's some gas already at $7 a gallon. But this isn't going to be steady because the pipeline has started back up, and the gas prices should go back down or at least stabilize at $3 a gallon or whatever for a bit. But from all intents and purposes, we had somebody come forward that worked on pipelines, you know, and knows how to run and did all the replacements and how on top of it they are with everything. And they said they should have been able to bypass those hackers and everything. And they believe that it was orchestrated. In other words, they intentionally do it because they're trying to sell the new Green Deal, you know,
right?
Well, you need to switch to electricity instead of gas, but you're still going to need gas to run it. It just doesn't make sense. It's a way to crush America, and that's what they're doing right now. America has already been taken over, and we're being run by a false government. And a lot of people argue, yeah, it's been for a long time. This is different. We are literally there was a coup in place. This was what they was. Now, even in Maricopa County, where they're doing the audit, they found out that today that just right before, about a week before they got the machines, you know, they're doing an audit
right
over there, right before they got the machines, and they told them that they didn't have the passwords to get in the machines. They just found out that Maricopa County deleted a whole bunch of evidence out of the computers just before they got the machines. Now, we don't know how it's supposed to turn out. They were supposed to have till May 14th to end the audit. So it's going to be real curious as what they say and what comes about. The election was stolen. It was a coup against the United States of America, against our president. And while people say about the court cases and Trump coming triumphantly back, I really don't believe it. So I don't see a court in the country. Yeah, and it is a phony gas crisis, of course. Somebody text me that. But the point is I don't see in any way, shape, or form the court will not touch and has not touched any election fraud things, and I don't think that they're going to do it either because I think they're afraid of them. I just don't see people say the military's still on Trump's side. Well, I don't even see how that's possible because the first thing that Biden did when he came into office is he replaced the leaders of the military
with
his people, and then he did a 60-day pause
and had them go through ranks and pick out people to get out of there. Same thing Obama did when he came in, but to a harder degree. Tell them where they can find us. We'll go have a break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information, all about the ministry, the mission updates, radio program archives, and everything at our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus, but the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
This is Pastor Dan and Linda Kaplan, and you're listening to Science Man Prophecy Hour on the American Voice
Radio Network.
Yeah, amen. Today we're going back to about Israel and being attacked. This full-blown war over there could turn into something, and I want to read something to you, and then we'll get some more time. We'll let her comment and things. But first off, we need to reflect on Zechariah chapter 12. This is a in time prophecy of the return of Yeshua HaMashiach. It goes along with Ezekiel 38 and 39 and a lot of other scriptures. But let's see what Zechariah chapter 12 says. "The burden of Yahweh for Israel, saith Yahweh, which stretches forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth, formeth the spirit of man within him." Now, you know, also in these things, Yahweh, you have to realize that a lot of times when it says, you know, your Bible says, "The Lord" in capital letters, or it says Yahweh or what, Elohim. You know, it's really speaking about Messiah. If you want to know more about that, you really need to get Joel Richardson's book, the new one about the, I can't even think of the name of it, from Sinai, oh yeah, from Sinai to Jerusalem or something.
Zion to Sinai. Sinai to Zion.
Hey, you remember. I thought you said you were old and you couldn't remember.
I didn't say that. I said, isn't it wonderful aging?
Oh, she's coughing out now. Anyway, and it is that. It's from Sinai to Zion, and it explains the triumphal march from Yeshua from Mount Sinai to, it explains his return. This goes along with it. And so, really right here, I think it's talking about Yeshua, but it doesn't matter. Listen to these scriptures. The burden of the world will be Yahweh, for Israel, saith Yahweh, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Remember, Yeshua is the Word, and all things were created and made by him. Anyway, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling to all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and Jerusalem. Now, this is something right now that's going on. Nations round about are become a cup of trembling. The whole world is a cup of trembling. You know, they're burdened with Israel right now. It's about to go to World War III. Okay? Okay, so behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, and they shall be in siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day, and whenever they say in that day, that's the time of the end thing. It's the day of the Lord. Yeshua. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth shall be gathered against us. Not all the people are against it, but it's headed that direction. In that day, saith Yahweh, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness, and I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their Yahweh. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, like a torch in the fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the people round about on the right and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. And Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first. Save Judah. That's why Yeshua is returning, to save Judah. Anyway, will save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Jerusalem. Now it says, listen, the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. So that's saying that that Jerusalem has been taken over, and that's what Joel Richardson said. That something will happen, Jerusalem will be taken over. Right now, this whole battle that's going on with Israel right now, this whole thing, it started over riots on the Temple Mount about the Muslims demanding to have full access, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it was started on the Temple Mount. That's where it started. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, that he that is feeble among them in that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Yahweh, and the angel of Yahweh before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. That is Armageddon. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in the bitterness for him as one is in bitterness for his firstborn. At that point, they're going to, when Yeshua arrives to liberate them, while they will be saved, they're also going to mourn because they realize who Yeshua HaMashiach is, who they pierced. That's directly talking about Yeshua. They didn't ever pierce Yahweh, and you know, the only one they've ever pierced is Yeshua, right? That's okay. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadrian in the valley of Megiddo. Anyway, so the point being here is this is a buildup to Armageddon. It really is. Let's go right here. Start right here.
Okay, Israel 365 News by David Sidman. When you take the field against your enemies and see horses and chariots, forces larger than you, have no fear of them, for Hashem your Yahweh, who brought you from the land of Egypt, is with you. Deuteronomy 21, the Israel Bible, TM.
Okay, it's an article he wrote. Okay.
As of Thursday, over 1,500 rockets have been fired into Israel from Gaza. The barrage comes a day after it was reported that the IDF killed top Hamas operatives in Gaza City. Below is the footage of a convoy of military vehicles at the Gaza border. In response, Israel has called up 7,000 combat reservists an indication of an immediate incursion into the coastal.
Incursion. In other words, they're going to go into the coastal enclave. Yeah, incursion,
incursion.
I don't know, but that just means that they're getting ready to go into Gaza.
And the latest round of reservist activations came after 5,000 Air Force and intelligence soldiers were called up earlier this week. Hamas threatened Israel on Wednesday that if they don't abandon the Temple Mount and the Shimon HaTzadika neighborhood in Jerusalem, the rocket fire would increase.
Now, we've even seen three rockets while we was getting ready for this program. There's been rockets fired also from Lebanon into Israel. This is escalating, not go on. And, you know, they have proved a ground invasion to go in. When they'll actually start it, we don't know. But the big deal about it is, I'm trying to find it, you know, and Biden actually did say that Israel has a right to defend himself, but the things that he is doing, he has not showed no real intercession or anything. But read this.
Turkish President Erdogan.
Just for the record, that comes up all the time, so I'll tell you how to pronounce it.
Erdogan.
That's what I kept saying, Erdogan. But it's actually, according to Joel, I think it was, told me it's Erdogan.
Erdogan. Yeah, you just got to pronounce it different. Wants to send an international protection force to Gaza to counter Israel's defense forces operations against Hamas, according to the Washington Examiner. President Erdogan said the international community should also give a strong and different a deterrent lesson to Israel. The Turkish president, communications deteriorate, said in a summary of Erdogan's latest conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Okay, in other words, he's trying to get what that means. He's trying to send a force into Gaza and even proposed it to the United Nations. He wants to confront, in other words, he wants to fight the IDF. He wants to go in there with Russian troops and his group, and he's the president of Turkey, wants to fight against IDF. In other words, start a war with Israel.
Right.
He's openly saying it, and Putin and him have been talking about it. Now, what really, you know, you need to be prepared. We don't know what's going to happen at any point. We really don't, but this could escalate, but this is the time it ended. It could happen. It could happen. In a blink of an eye, it could happen. We could be in World War III, and which could be the last war, so to speak. We are at that point. You need to make sure you're right, which you should, and being about the Father's work. Pray for Israel. Pray for the peace of Israel. Really mean it in your heart, because this is where Yeshua is coming back to save you. It doesn't say in the Word, you know, if you go back and look at what the Word really says, he's coming back to save Israel.
Yeah.
And we're grafted into Israel, so if you're a believer in Yeshua HaMashiach, you're part of Israel. He's coming back sure to save you, but he's coming back to save Israel and to take place. He's going to rule the world for 1,000 years from Jerusalem. Okay, anyway, so pray about it, folks. Pray about supporting radio. If you enjoy these radio programs, we really need your help. Stay on there. Small thing about we do need to really stock up at the Mission Church. We've got some things, but we've got some relief. But we do need your help. Prices are going up. You need to restock even in your own home. Okay. Why did we miss radio for 2 weeks?
Yeah, it seems like I haven't been on here forever.
Why did we...
Because you slipped on the ramp coming up into the radio house and fractured your ankle. And when you went to the emergency room and you fractured your ankle and spent 6 hours there, and they put a boot on your foot. Well, then you was down. And then you was down for a week, and then you went back to the, what do you call it, doctor? And orthopedic doctor. And he did another x-ray, and it was all healed up. So within that week, the Lord sewed that fracture right up.
Okay. Well, amen. Yeah, I was walking up the steps to a ramp, and the ramp was mossy and wet, and my foot slipped out from underneath me. I had something in my hands, so I couldn't grab the railing. I basically bent all my toes back and then came, and as they bent back, I came down and crushed them on, by falling on them and hit my knee. My knees, I still got pain in my knee, and my ankle has went down, the swelling has dramatically went down to almost normal, but the bones hurt, you know, whatever. But she's right. They did find a fracture at the emergency room when I went a week later to the follow-up doctor. The fracture didn't show up. He said there is no fracture. And so whatever, you know, dramatically the fodder is working on my healing, and I'm a lot back to normal, except this also throughout my back and everything on the left side. But for the last 2 weeks, I haven't been able to do other ministry work. In fact, you've been going at the church, you know. In that one day, right at the first of the month, you said you fed 80 people, or was it 79?
79. Yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and well, why do we say... You know, I'm saying, well, that was at the first of the month. Why is it unusual?
Well, because some of them, not all of them, but a lot of them get disability checks and Social Security and stuff, and that's when they usually get motel rooms. Well, when, back when we was open, we had more conversations. You probably talked to them more than me, but back then I remember they had paychecks around the first of the month, and they got motel rooms for the first 2 months of the weeks of the month, and we were slower. And then the last 2 months, weeks and the months, they all come back and we were busier again.
Okay, so in short, a lot of people get food stamps at the first of the month and they use your food stamps instead of coming and getting through the line. And so, also a lot of them would, some of them would get, you know, motel rooms for a couple of weeks because it really wasn't enough, their disability payments wasn't enough really to find a place to live.
Well, and with all the background checks, you have to pay a fee to get a background check, and so they spent, yeah.
Okay, anyway, and so, yeah, anyway, yeah, we could go on and then we could stretch this out for a long time. I've only got about a minute and a half. Anyway, so my point is so that's a big number at the first of the month is 79 people. Folks, we do need your help at the Mission Church. We're going to see a lot more people homeless because they're also, I brought out a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, they're doing away with the freezing of the rent and evictions, and so people are being evicted. There's going to be a lot more people in the street. And, yes, they waited till after winter to do it so that they wouldn't be, you know, kicked out in the cold, but they're doing it now. Our job at the Wichita Mission Church is increasing. We do need your help. We also need your support for radio. Now, we need you to tell them how they can donate.
Okay, you can donate over the phone, online, or by check or money order, and you can find all of our information at prophecyhour.com.
Oh, okay, over the phone, mail or check or money order. Okay, prophecyhour.com. Okay, so, and folks, we always do need not New King James Version, King James Version Bibles, large print. Please send as many as you can. Anything else real quick, because I got to go.
Well, no, not really.
Not really.
I could go on forever, but I don't want to get into a bunch of stuff. So
yeah,
no.
Usually she's speechless. Yeah, when we have less than a minute. You must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Messiah's. For Messiah's return, Yeshua. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua, HaMashiach's name, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and
happy Shavuot. Shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.